mucho maintenance. Betie nyankopon asem sene bebon paye na yakoye theme for today no. Women's fellowship mumbwa me munyum na moto ye nenke kama pa ase ni mi team no ye afa. Ekunum ye den kra ye den mumbwa me kakra ne mompaye. Mu raise biem. Hey, you ready? Please. Tree in one take, my main can brothel. Please, the song you raised earlier, I would like to hear it again, and then we continue. Humble request. Any Moira, yeah, Becco. Yenshebekum Dabi Eto Debi Aokunum Ye Amen. It was here, Mompire. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. As your word comes, we want to humble ourselves to receive the word. Lord, speak to us. I'm only a vessel. Father, your people are ready to hear your truth, to hear your word that teaches us to persevere, your word that encourages us, your word that identifies, makes us know the purpose you have for us. May your word come. May your word come through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit. Radi mpese yebe tintimi akoma pese akobe biara bubu ne etumi ete wasemo yi ne fa edi ye djuma we yamobo na mo asem emra mbetna yakomem ya dwene mu fa yentumi tu anho anamon era wase doba Yesu Kristo dim ne abompa ye. Amen. People of God, our theme for today is anointed for service. In fact, last November, I think the end of November, we listened to a sermon called Call to Serve. Sebekaya, November train we sermon be by topic no yet. Call to serve. And then, topic anointed for service. So, obviously, no, it is a continuum. After this sermon, If you do not take anything with you, I want you to take this. You are called. You are anointed. You serve. You are renewed with anointment again to continue the service. This is a cycle of being called to serve. Amen. Amen. Today we are going to go, deeper into what it means by when we say this is a sacred anointing, what it means to us. We will explore that anointing that prepares us for the call. We are not just called to serve. We are anointed for service. Ebusia, Nyankopon afreyen. So afrey enye for particular people. The call to serve and being anointed for service, it is not for certain class of people. I'll explain. Just imagine. Take for example a mother. You get pregnant. By the grace of God, you deliver. That period, that transition from pregnancy to delivering, if you don't see it as a service, then I'm not sure you truly understand God's purpose in your life. In the book of Isaiah 35, 1 to 10, as we read, we find a beautiful prophecy of what God can do through those he has anointed. Let me take a quick phrase from what we read. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. This is a vivid picture of transformation. I first Bible reading Isaiah 35, 1 to 10. Yehu said, na Nyankopon e maya describe a certain prophecy bi. Na oka se the desert and parched land will be glad. Just say, baby, I desolate. She knew how to mean to me grow any other. And no crumble say, or say, sir, baby, no, any bed, J, Adentia. So, as I mentioned, this is a true picture of transformation from barrenness to fruitfulness, from despair to joy. May the Lord cause you to understand that he has anointed you to be fruitful. He has anointed you, he has called you, anointed you to bring hope to where there's desolation. Into no ka ho asem sa no. It is not just about the change in a landscape, but also about how God can use us. Into here, Christopher, obviously, oh, me de nyankopo me wa nyankopo afre me ntino me ye nedwuma me ye bibi ahye nyankopo nyonyam. God has called me, so I'm trying to do something to please God. And so we keep saying some of these things again and again and again. And so sometimes all Christians, we think this calling and this anointing is for certain people. Because nipanong obi so Christo ni to us eh so tibibi to say nyankopo afre me ebusia o wa ha, are you here? This is a call. Are you here? O wa sori de wa o ye Christo ni. This is a call. And you've been equipped for that. You've been anointed for that. Do you know why? Because our true purpose is to what? Glorify God. Tiniawo ye biara ewa hano. Nyamia frewo. En wasra ungo. Wasra ungo. God has called you. Anointed you to bring change, to bring hope to where there is no hope. And so if you are a Christian and you are always the one driving confusion, and I just say, oh no, and we say, oh, calling I a different kakra. Anointing one tears here. If you are not bringing change, if you are not bringing hope, if you are not comforting anybody, if you are the one that is spearheading issues, problems, please rethink. Please rethink. It is not just about the change in the landscape, but also about how God can use us. His anointed ones to bring about transformation. In the same way, we are anointed to turn life's deserts into blossoming fields. How do you know that? Even in your own homes, for example, let's take mothers. Every mother, every parent, wants to make sure their home is what? Safe, secure, everything is well, everything's going on. Even if there's confusion, they try to what? Settle it, even among the kids. Now, if you don't see this as a call, an anointed for service, then I'm not sure you understand the calling and anointing of God Jesus Christ, of our God on us. We are empowered to make a difference. We are equipped to serve, not in our strength, but by the power of God's Spirit. Each and every one of us, in our own unique way, is anointed to glorify God. Amen. Hallelujah. What a year. Each and every one of us here, we are all unique. And in our uniqueness, we can bring change. We can bring transformation. We can impact our surroundings. Because we've been what? Called and anointed. OGD. Me so unji ni kura me say. Oha, are you here? Oha ne de afro. Owa hanu ya anointed. Owa hanu kwa de ya frel. You've been called. You've been anointed for service. Your unique way of doing things. Manyankopon fa sas adeno. Eden. Enshira wo surroundings. Be a blessing unto your church, unto your family. Each and every one of us, we are unique. We are unique. We are anointed to glorify God. And when we bring hope to people, we are glorifying who? God. This is our true purpose. James, the brother of Jesus, strengthens this point that I'm making. So when we read James chapter 5, 7 to 10, here he speaks of patience in suffering and steadfastness under trials. Patience in suffering. Then he gives examples of prophets who were anointed for service, yet suffered for it. So what was James trying to tell us? They served not because it was easy, but because they were called and anointed. All of us here, can we truly say Christianity is easy? Yeah, what I mean, I can say, Ube Christo, Niana, she said, Bibia, from. There be. Try us, no, ho. But Niama, ye different, Kakra, sing, we ask for, and say, Yamay, play, Yamay. Yankopon Ashadam Mayen. If I say guide, me boy. What shut down my guide? And what sounds to say then? Anointing. Send a be ya. Try us the bar. You bet me then. We can overcome. Because we are equipped. So let me take for example. When you be. You have an issue with someone. Quickly, as a Christian, you know your issue. You don't want your issue to last so long. You are always trying to figure out how to solve because you know that God wants you to be in harmony with everyone else. Unim. So you work towards it. And so be on your Christo need ye. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Uti mi amitim. Uka mi amekao. Now, oh, Christo need ye. You've been equipped to go past that, to solve problems. To bring transformation, change, and hope. So these folks that James was talking about, they served, not because it was easy, but because they were called and anointed. Their lives remind us that our anointing does not exempt us from challenges, but it equips us to overcome them. Amen. So let's take a moment. They are called your third reading, as you say. We're going to our third reading. Let's take a moment to reflect on Matthew chapter 11, 2 to 11. John the Baptist, imprisoned, at that time he was imprisoned, facing death. He sends his disciples to inquire from God, from Jesus Christ. Are you the one
that is to come, or are we to expect somebody else?
Wone ajenkwa na wo ba na na se awo si e ye hu ye twa kwan se foforo beba eh o peso hu.
What did Jesus say? What was Jesus' reply?
Brethren, in response, Jesus affirms his anointing.
And how did he affirm that?
He affirmed his anointing and his divine mandate by pointing out the transformative works he has done. Message of the ma back say yankon kanche John the Baptist no eche se yankopon pese John who say John ne ya frem me ya anoint me and nan ya eche se ya anoint me ya frem me anoint me eye nyama ACC ebini die yi. He says the blind see. Through me, the blind is seen. I'm causing change. I'm bringing hope to the people. The lame are walking. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf are hearing. And the dead are raised. And the poor have the good news preached to them. He was anointed for service, and through his service, lives were changed.
May you be a vessel of change. May you be a vessel of transformation. Because Mount Zion, according to him, ye kakase asimesi enya asimesia enka. May you bring hope. As we have identified that we are called, we are anointed, and we are to what? Serve.
Beloved, our anointing for service is not a one-time event.
Our anointing. See, nyankopon freyen no strayen wasrayen wafreyen wasrayen go dada ye wahadada.
Enye one-time event. Enye se enne wakobwa ubi ya. Bo ya bo ya prezu kakra ya bo udin kakra ochina ye nkohwe na wo ko ntoka digi ye nkohwe ni na chese asemwa ye kokka ya enke etwa no se wo na wa somu de ena wo ne na wase na wo so jagum
e ba sana me pacho Nyabutre, go back, assess yourself. Eh? Me anointing, no. Tio, me see, anointing, wo, tio. Into me anointing, no. Calling me anointing, no. Eh, for this purpose, ana. Am I bringing change or am I causing harm? If you find out that you are causing harm, please change your mind. Begin to reassess. Begin to go back to doing what is right, to bringing hope, to bringing people together. We are called to serve and to glorify our God.
So our anointing, the calling and anointing is like a cycle of seed time and harvest.
Udria, say so udria.
Why Jatum, Yankupa, or say, Yankupa, Fermi, why anoint me?
say me mfa odie na say bibi emra me surround this in enye kama nti de na wedua sesei na de na wutwa.
We are called, we are anointed, we serve, and then we are anointed anew for further service. This is the cycle. The cycle continues as long as we remain connected to our purpose, our true purpose, and fulfill what God has called us to do. In every dealings, every activity, in our dealings, are we glorifying God? Are we glorifying God? Because we are called, we are anointed to glorify the King of Kings. Amen. So I urge you today, let us all embrace our anointing. Let's embrace our calling. Let us embrace our anointing. Let God use us as unique as we are to bring transformation, to bring change, to bring hope. Manyankopon say you say Yankopon fre yen ya or friend yen and wawa kwepi yen wa anointi yen wa sayen go for a purpose. Then I'm thinking kind of ube who sa anointing it goes beyond what we see. Just imagine midi can kind of who fear in tokwaba as a parent no one either. O try o see asem no se makra na nya ntokwakra o see bebo a unya sa e no nitimani ade nya we hefa ya catch ya prepare dada unim se se wo ye eni ni adepa se wo ye.
Remember, this call is not for a select few, as I said, but for all of us. So let us be like Isaiah, James, John the Baptist, and the countless others who through the anointing glorify God, their calling and the anointing glorify God and brought hope to the people around them. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen you and equip you as you answer the divine call. And I repeat, this is a divine call. You are anointed for service. I am anointed for service. From now on, yate enim. And they say, "You are sorry, na. Oh, cause the problem. Maybe show Dean say, actually, so one my band maybe says, 'Master, are you anointed for service or you are anointed for distraction?' And now one they anointed. Now you idiot. Emwa. Yeah, yeah. Emwa safono. Emwa yengia yehono. Enya de pa." I mean, Shirao. Now, on she in our den. It's an incessant woman's fellowship. You know, number 2 years, no media, I am a dead. You are anointed, no, you are frown, you are anointed for service. Does that mean, sir? Oh, by no, I'm not just a bibia da from that be a to the blue a corner den and so bad. We nim now be co young co ye nim, young co ye nim, but yes, you dream. Let's move forward,
Let's move in love. Our anointing demands it. Srutias ni amompae. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We bless your holy name. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. You've called us. You've anointed us for service, for work. You've called us to bring transformation. You've called us to bring hope. You've called us to change lives. Even you've called us to preach the gospel to those who need it. We are thankful for your glory. We are thankful for your purpose in our lives. We are here to glorify you, O Lord, and only you. And so we pray that you may your anointing anew be anew in us. That we will recognize that we are still under your guide. And whatever trials that may come our way, you will help us through it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.